60 years ago this Sunday, the Civil Rights Sit-In Movement was born in downtown Oklahoma City. On August 19, 1958, a group of young African Americans, led by their teacher, fought back against segregation by sitting at the Katz drugstore lunch counter reserved for whites only. The group was refused service, but stayed until the store closed and came back the next day. Katz stores ended their segregation policy within a week. The sit-in inspired years of nonviolent protest across the city, state, and country. State Impact's Emily Windler talked to two women who were part of the local sit-in movement.
As Joyce Henderson and Joyce Jackson walk across the wooden floor of the refurbished Calvary Baptist Church in downtown Oklahoma City, they're flooded with memories of what took place here nearly 60 years ago.
This place would be full on Saturday mornings.
Calvary Baptist isn't a church anymore. It's now a law firm. But in the late 50s, this was a rallying point. It's where Henderson and Jackson's school teacher and leader of the local sit-in movement, Clara Looper, prepared them for civil rights protests that could have left them humiliated, arrested, or even injured.
In many cases, she told us what to do if someone were to spit on you, how to respond. If someone kicked you, how to respond.
Henderson says at the time, black people couldn't use certain bathrooms or water fountains in Oklahoma City. They couldn't go into stores or try on shoes or clothes.
I couldn't go for one reason only, and that's what I say. Because of the color of my skin, it was something wrong with that whole picture.
Henderson says the spark for the sit-in movement came while Looper was on a trip to New York with some of her students.
They took a bus, the northern route, to New York City and experienced what it was like not to feel segregated. And on the way back, they took the southern route and they felt a difference.
When Looper returned to Oklahoma City, she launched her fight for equal rights. Henderson says Katz Drugstore was a natural place for the first sit-in because many in the black community shopped there, but were forbidden from sitting at the counter.
So you could buy what you wanted, but you just couldn't eat there. So with that counter, we could sit there until they served us.
The sit-ins were meant to be peaceful protests, and they were what they sounded like. People sitting on stools at lunch counters or on floors of department stores, waiting to be served or helped. Henderson and Jackson weren't part of the Katz Drugstore sit-in, but they participated in ones that followed. And Joyce Jackson says many followed.
We went to John A. Brown's, S.H. Kress. We went to Anna Maud's. We went to Bishop's.
Over time, more and more people, including whites, joined the movement. But initially, Looper used young children because she thought they were less likely to lash out and would follow her instructions to remain nonviolent. She also thought adults wouldn't hurt them. Henderson and Jackson were just 13 years old at the time and said they never felt afraid. Instead, they were excited. The women remember the energy of those Saturday mornings as they marched from Calvary Baptist Church to sit-ins around the city.
Oh, freedom spirit, give me that. Oh, freedom spirit, it's good enough for me.
For the most part, the Oklahoma City sit-ins remained nonviolent. But Jackson says some people were angry about the black protesters.
Mostly, we got shoved around, pushed around. They would push you or kind of kick you as they were walking by.
The Oklahoma protests received little national media attention at the time. But Jackson says civil rights activists in other parts of the country took notice and started using Looper's nonviolent sit-in template in their own cities.
The one that seems to get all the attention is Greensboro, North Carolina.
In 1960, four young black men in Greensboro staged a sit-in at the whites-only counter in a Woolworth's department store. It created a flurry of media attention, and within months, sit-ins were held in 17 other states. Jackson says Oklahoma's sit-in movement continued until Congress passed the Civil Rights Act in 1964. Which made segregation illegal. In the 60 years since that first protest at Katz Drugstore, Jackson says a lot has changed, but not everything.
I really think I don't want to say consciously moving backwards, but we are moving back to an era of extreme racism, prejudice, discrimination. It's blatant.
She hopes that by retelling her story, she helps people realize that change is possible. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on education, visit kgou.org and click the link for State Impact.